Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm revealing the differences between enabling and helping someone. I feel that many of us want to help people. We want to help our friends. We want to help our family. We want to help our loved ones. But what happens when we go too far? What happens when we begin to enable them, and instead of helping them, we're actually harming them? And it's interesting because I find that many of us don't realize we're enabling, because if we actually realized it, we would probably come to grips with it and start stopping this activity, or at least recognize what we're doing. But many of us don't even realize we're doing it. We're so accustomed to enabling, we're so accustomed to doing this, that we're not even looking or being able to see what's truly taking place. And in today's show, I want to talk about those differences and how to know the difference, because sometimes it can be critical. It can be very challenging to know the difference. How far are we going, and how far is too far? And so let's start off with the first difference between enabling and helping that I find very constructive, is that we find ourselves, when we're enabling, we find ourselves denying the situation. We find ourselves denying the situation. We're denying it, that it's even happening. Denying that it's happening, denying it, we're covering up, we're minimizing the problem, and we're doing all these things, and we're doing it on a constant basis, minimizing it, denying it, covering it up. And those are interesting pieces, because when we do that, we're kind of ignoring what's happening, we're avoiding seeing the truth, and ultimately, we're not getting a lot of solution or resolution. Now, the opposite of covering up, denying, or minimizing the problem is what? And that would be accepting the situation, learning about it, bringing it to light, and then suggesting that everybody gets help, or suggesting that we discuss it, and not sweeping it under the rug. And so, enabling is interesting because for a while, for most of us, enabling seems a lot easier to deal with than actually helping. Because if we enable someone, that person's there. We know that they're not going to turn on us. We know that they're not going to get angry with us. We know that they're going to accept things. And that's true to a degree, right? That's true to a degree. But sometimes when we bring help, or we offer solution, that can be seen in poor light. And sometimes also one of the biggest things when we offer solution instead of enabling is we have to do it the right way. And sometimes it doesn't come out of our mouth the right way. Sometimes we don't say it the right way. Sometimes we're not going the right direction we need to go with that. And it can be really challenging. And so if we're planning on helping somebody instead of enabling, we need to take our time and really do things the right way. Speaking our truth from a very peaceful place and allowing that to be. However, if we are enabling, we need to recognize that situation in its totality, recognize the situation and embrace that situation and understand it. And so it can be really tough because many of us have enabled people our entire life. We've enabled people. We come from maybe a family of enablers. We have always enabled because that's part of our situation. Many of us are dealing with codependent tendencies where enabling is something that we do constantly and all the time. And, you know, that's just something that we have to look at and accept and understand and see that we're actually doing it. And so is there someone in your life right now that you may be enabling? And I want you to think about that because, you know, that's something that we have to look at. That's something that we need to really understand and look at. That's something that we need to facilitate and see that reality. And some of us are helping people, and we have to look at it. How much are we helping? Why are we helping? You know, if we are helping, what are we trying to do? Do we have any reason for that besides altruism? And that's a big piece, too, the altruistic piece, is that are we helping somebody altruistically because that is what we want? Are we helping somebody altruistically because that is what we want? Or is there another mission, reason, situation behind this that we need to accept and go forward through? And that's something that we have to analyze on our own. That's something we have to analyze and really see the truth on our, in our own reality, in our own time. And it can be hard if we've been enabling somebody for a very long time. Many of you may have been enabling a child who is a grown child, that you've been enabling them, allowing them to not have to work or allowing them to not have to deal with things, sweeping things under the rug. It could be something as extreme as sweeping a drug addiction under the rug that's affecting the entire family. Perhaps you're throwing money at the problem and there is no solution. You keep throwing money and they keep buying drugs, but we're not talking about it. Nobody's going to rehab. We ignore the subject. We cover it up. We deny it. We minimize the problem. And it could be something of that extreme. Maybe alcoholism, a child, or even a parent that you might have been, you might have actually been enabling most of your life. And many of you might have a parent that's an alcoholic. There's somebody that is doing drugs that you've been enabling them for a long period of time, allowing this activity to continue without bringing it up, making, you know, light of things that happen. You know, maybe there's something that goes down at the family reunion or something that's said, and instead of, you know, actually having that conversation and bringing to light the situation, instead, you know, you don't do that. Everybody kind of tries to make fun of it, makes light of it, and we go from there. And that's something that just doesn't necessarily work. And what it does is it brings more pain and agony to us, right? It brings more problems to us. It brings more pain to us. And so ultimately, though, we're dealing with somebody that we're enabling them. And in the process of enabling, in this extreme of an idea, is that the person never has to stop doing drugs or alcohol because you're always going to be there. And everybody's ignoring the actual reason for the problem. And I've been in those situations before where everybody's ignoring that, where we're trying to deny it, we're minimizing it. Oh, they had a drink, they started drinking at 9 a.m. in the morning. It's not that big of a deal. You know, everybody has this at 9 a.m. in the morning, or they started doing this, or they started doing that, or they were doing that drug because they didn't want to do this, so they were self-medicating because this worked out better for them. And the list goes on. And so it's like, you know, what are we doing? And how are we enabling somebody to continue down that primrose path? And that's something that you have to analyze. That's something that you have to think about, because if we're enabling, we're not allowing them to get help, but we're also not really helping the situation at all. We're actually avoiding solution in order to continue to go status quo, so we don't have to worry about that person turning on us or running away from us. And I understand that. None of us want our friends or family or loved ones to run away or to be scared or to not like us or to hate on us or to judge us. We don't want that. Nobody wants that. We don't want that. And so that in and of itself is an issue. That in and of itself is a problem. And that's something that we have to deal with and accept in our reality. However, when we're helping somebody, again, you know, sometimes we have to do this with kid gloves. And I know that some of you, it's a lot easier said than done, because, you know, maybe you've waited too long and now the anger and the upset and all that stuff has really started to seep in and you're really upset about the situation. And so in order, when you want to say something about getting them help, it comes out very blunt, very mean, very argumentative, very judgmental. And that's not something we want to deal with, because that's not going to help our cause. That's not going to help anybody in the situation. Actually, it's actually going to be quite adverse. It's going to actually hurt the situation and create more of a problem down the road. And, you know, ultimately the thing is that in order for someone to get help, you have to allow them to accept that help, but you also have to be able to embrace and not judge. I think that many of us have a tendency of falling into that situation where we're judging the other person, you know, and that judgment is not a positive solution. That judgment is a critical situation that we have to analyze, and that judgment takes us off target and puts us in a situation that is definitely not helpful. And so anytime that we're trying to help somebody, we must eliminate judgment completely. Anybody could fall into a situation where they're out of control. Anyone can be put into a situation or allow themselves to be put into a situation where they're not acting at their highest good. And when we begin to judge those types of things, we begin to step out of it as a human being, step out of it as a soul being. We begin to judge, jury, and executioner. And all those things just don't work. Because most of the time, when we're be given something to deal with, there's some sort of mirroring effect involved. There's something that somebody else is mirroring within you that you have to accept that reality and begin to sense that truth. It was interesting. I was talking to a client earlier today, and we were talking about closure, and they were not able to get closure in their last relationship because the person ghosted them and decided to not communicate. They went completely dark, and it was a very deep connection, and they were, you know, in a committed relationship, and it really overwhelmed this person. And it's you know, taking time and the turmoil and the stress and the anxiety to get over this is taking a lot of mind share, a lot of heart share, a lot of spirit share to get there, and we're working on that together. But they were, you know, they recognized that their previous ex has been wanting to be in communication with them for a period of time and has continued to reach out to communicate. And I said, we have to realize that this person needs some closure. This person probably wants to talk to you and needs the closure that they need. And so in order for us to start getting what we probably need in the universe, which is to probably get some closure from this last relationship, is to reach out to our previous relationship and have that communication, have that connection, talk with them, be there for them, and be able to communicate your feelings. And that's a mirror, because it's interesting how everything that we're kind of dealing with is a mirror situation of ourselves and our situation. And so that can be very helpful to recognize and understand, and very helpful to move forward from there. And that's critical in us understanding not only our life, but understanding where we stand. And so, you know, whether it's drugs or alcohol, which is extreme or more extreme. I think that drugs and alcohol are a lot more mainstream now. I think that a lot more people have addiction issues, whether it's in, you know, pharmaceuticals or street drugs, you know, alcohol, you know, gambling, you know, sex, pornography, all those types of things that people get addicted to. And, you know, you might not have that addiction to that, but at the same time, you know, how do you stop? How can you stop judgment and also help this person at the same time? Because that's the only way that this person's going to get help. And that's also the only way that you're going to see why you're in this situation to begin with. Because if you're judging it just purely out of judgment or just like knee-jerk reaction, that's not going to help us move forward, and that's not going to help them to get any solution. You know, another point that I want to bring up is taking care of them by taking care of things that they can do. And this is a hallmark of enabling somebody. This is a hallmark. When you're taking care of some things that this other person can do, that's a total hallmark. That is something that happens quite often. And that's something that I really want to discuss here throughout this next segment, is that you, in order to really understand if you're enabling someone, one of the big hallmark cards of it is, you know, I do XYZ for them when they could be doing XYZ for themselves. Instead of allowing them to do things, allowing them to take care of themselves, do chores, take care of their work, you get in there and enable them. And this is interesting, because this is definitely a telltale sign of what we are actually dealing with, and something that can be very helpful in all of us to be able to see, accept, and move forward. And so when I return, I'll be talking more about analyzing that to be able to see if we are doing things that they can do and be able to end that type of behavior and move forward to helping someone, but also not stepping in on their freedoms or their ability to take care of themselves. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
So it's great business time for Calendar, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook, and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives.
This April,
now,
and
here's
we've
Ashley.
Been helping customers lose weight safely.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess.
So if you need to lose the weight,
on today's show,
really
I'm discussing the concept of enabling versus
like
helping. How to know if you're enabling and how to know if you're helping someone. Many of us don't realize we're actually enabling the other person instead of helping them. Right before the break, I was talking about
our number one ingredient
when we are enabling someone, we end up taking care of things that they can take care of themselves.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code
taking care of some work stuff that they need to do, or doing some errands for them that they need to run.
That sounds like it would be kind of fun.
Even doing their laundry, for God's sakes. I know that many people are growing up in family dynamics where they don't even know how to do laundry.
At TopLoss.com.
I've dealt with clients who mom or dad never showed them. They never showed them how to cook. They've cooked everything. They've cleaned everything. They've done all their laundry. They have no idea how to do it. And so they've enabled them to not have to take care of themselves, which creates a problem later on down the road. It's like, you know, when we take away someone's independence, we take away their independence and we take them out of the leadership role. And so if we're helping instead, we're giving them the tools and the knowledge to begin to work through the situation and to be able to take care of themselves through the work and the diligence that they do. And all of these things are extremely powerful and extremely important that needs to be figured out and identified. And so are you enabling somebody by doing things that they need to do, by taking away things that they need to learn to be better at, to understand, to comprehend some tool sets, some intelligence type pieces, some emotional pieces? Sometimes we try to help people so much that we almost like process the things for them emotionally, not allowing them to take care of it themselves. And it's something that we have to really look at. Are you enabling somebody by doing things for them that they should be doing for themselves? You know, and it's interesting because what I find is when we do that in the process, it's almost like the best example I can give is like when people say, well, it's so hard to train someone because, you know, you train someone at work, but it takes you weeks to train them and then, you know, they get it. But in the process, you could do it yourself. And that's true. But then you never have anybody to train and the work is always going to fall on you. But the same thing applies when you enable somebody, you're enabling them. They never get the skill sets to learn how to take care of it. They're constantly dealing with that. They're constantly missing the boat. And then they don't actually have that skill set or that ability. And they also might lose some self-esteem or some self-worth from that because they haven't ever had to do it. They haven't had to take care of it. And this is something that's very important. This is something that's probably impacted everybody in their lives. And looking at that and saying, okay, you know, I have done that, you know, as a parent. Have I enabled my child? Have I made things too easy? Have I given them everything? Have I spoiled them in a way where they don't work for their own things or they don't see the value in their own stuff? And those are things that we have to really analyze, because if they don't see the value, you know, what have we actually done for our child instead of taking away their autonomy and their self-esteem and taking away their power? And that's just not something that we want to do. That's just not something that we want to deal with. And I think that that's something that we have to rectify and understand and see, are we doing that in our family? Is that a part of this dynamic? And I think that would be an interesting piece to look at to understand what's going on and what's happening. And that can be very powerful. And I think that if we understand that piece and we understand that process, we can understand the enabling, we can understand the situation, and we can begin to grow from that situation and be able to see our truth and understand where we're enabling and where we are helping. So definitely information that we need to take into consideration, information that can help us to have a clear mind and be able to see the truth of how we're dealing with things and how we're processing this. And so this is all very powerful. And so if you're enabling or you're helping, all these things need to be looked at. We need to analyze this stuff, and we need to be aware of what's actually taking place. So stay tuned. I'll be talking about more ways of seeing if we're enabling or helping and how to accept that, how to understand that, and how to see that for the truth that it is. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
USA Radio News.
Antonio Maruso reported, groups of Cubans protested Friday night in the streets of Havana for a second night in a row, decrying delays in fully restoring electricity 3 days after Hurricane Ian knocked out power across that island. A foreign monitoring group reported that Cuba's internet service shut down for the second time in 2 days, saying it appeared to be unrelated to problems from the storm. As Hurricane Ian ravaged coastal towns in southwest Florida, residents in Northport, Florida, thought they would be safe, having no beach and living outside areas under evacuation orders. But then the water kept flowing in. Since Ian's passage, water levels have gone up significantly, turning roads into canals, reaching mailboxes, flooding SUVs and trucks, and blocking the main access to an interstate highway, leaving families trapped in their waterlogged homes. And Ian is now a tropical cyclone, moving further inland Friday night after pummeling South Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Code. Cut.com. That's GCN TaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about enabling versus helping and how to know the difference. And right before the break, I was talking about doing things for others that they can take care of themselves, which is a Hallmark card of enabling. When we enable somebody, that's exactly what we're doing. So we're continuing to take care of them and do things for them that they could actually do for themselves. And that's something that we need to analyze and be aware of, and something that we need to take into consideration so that we stop doing that and realize we're doing that, because what we're doing is we're taking away from their independence, we're taking away from their self-esteem when we actually find ourselves in that position. So definitely something important to take into consideration. Another thought is that we continue to bail them out and not letting them hit rock bottom. So if you're dealing with someone that you continue to bail out, you continue to give money to, you're continuing to take care of, you're continuing to be supportive, even though they're not making the changes that they need to make, These are things that we need to rectify. These are things that we need to analyze, and these are things that we need to see. Because if we continue to bail someone out and not let them hit rock bottom, what we're actually doing is we're putting ourselves in a situation that's not helpful. We're putting ourselves in a situation that's not going to be rectified, and also not allowing them to also get what they need to begin to make changes in their life. Because if somebody does have a drug or alcohol addiction or another addiction, we need to allow them to get to that point. And it's hard to watch somebody hit rock bottom. It's hard to watch that situation. And so we have to sometimes come up with a solution on that. And so we have to deal with some of those consequences by being supportive, but allowing them to be able to experience what they need to experience, to walk through it, the power to walk through it, instead of controlling the situation and enabling them. And so, you know, working to see the situation, allowing them not, you know, if it's drugs, not continuing to give them money, not continuing to sweep it under the rug, bringing it up in a positive way, bringing it up in a way that there's some sort of solution. You know, if it's something that somebody doesn't want to deal with, you know, it's like being able to bring that up and talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's put it out in the open. Let's communicate about this. Let's begin to have some open communication dialogue so that we can begin to see things for the way we need to see them. You know, I think that a lot of times, too, because of some of us in our codependent tendencies, we feel responsible for the other person. And that can also be, you know, that's also enabling, is feeling responsible for their person and putting them first. And, you know, that's also something that a lot of times we deal with when we have children, is that we feel responsible for them because we brought them into this world. And so we put them first, but sometimes we put them first at a deficit. And so we realize that we have to allow that person to begin to put themselves first. Also beginning to realize that we are not responsible for another person. That person has to be responsible for themselves. And that can be really hard to see. That can be really hard to accept. That can be really hard to understand in and of itself, because we want to take care of other people. We want to be there for each other. We want to be there for that other person. And that can be really challenging to deal with when you're going through that experience and not being able to see the fact that we are feeling responsible for that other person and ultimately hurting them in the process instead of helping them. We have to realize that we're only in charge of ourselves, and we can't control or change another person's life. Because when we do that, we get involved with karma, we change direction, we end up hurting instead of helping. And so we have to realize that we have to live within boundaries to allow other people to have their autonomy. You can give some ideas, you can help process, you can put it out there, you can help them. But in the end, what we have to honestly do is we have to accept that reality and move forward. And so we have to be honest with ourselves, we have to be open with ourselves, and we have to see our reality of what we need to do. Because when somebody goes against our boundaries or takes away from our autonomy, or tries to change our reality because they think it's the best reality, that's not being helpful. That's not being helpful. It's enabling, but it's also kind of to a point of meddling. We get to the point where we're meddling in someone else's life, and that's just not karmatically right. We have to be careful, because even if we know that someone is screwing up or doing the wrong thing, we have to realize that we can only be involved so much. Right? And that's something that is super critical for us to see. We can only be involved so much. And so by learning from that and growing from that, that is something that's super positive and super helpful that we can learn from and grow from. And so these are definite major signs to look for, because we all need to have certain things that we take care of in our own life. We all need to have certain personal boundaries that we have in our own life. And that is something that is intrinsically important. And so we have to realize that we have to live within that and look at what autonomy means. Like, what does autonomy mean to you? You know, doing what you want to do, having the right to do what you want to do, going through that process, accepting that reality, not having someone else tell you what to do. And, you know, when someone's telling you what to do, that can be a real problem. When somebody's telling you what to do, that goes against your autonomy, that goes against all these types of different angles of things that need to be looked at. And so we don't want to be doing that to someone else, because we don't want to have that done to us. And what happens a lot of times with enabling is that somebody will come to you for help and it continues over and over again, and there's no end in sight. They will continue to ask you for help, ask you for help, ask you for help, and there's no end in sight, and that becomes a fundamental issue. And so they keep coming to you, and you keep helping them out because they seem to be unable to help themselves. And so you end up doing things for them that they could actually do for themselves. And that's kind of how this slippery slope begins, is because they come to you, you don't see it really happening at the time, you begin to embrace that new reality, and as you're embracing that new reality, you begin to do things for them that causes problematic situation. And so that is something that is very interesting and a very interesting dynamic. And so we have to realize that we might have gone down this path based on something that they wanted. However, what they wanted is not necessarily what we want and not necessarily what they want. At the time, that was something that they wanted. At the time, that was what was conveyed. However, things have changed, and we need to look at that and analyze that. And so we have to be aware of the enabling. We have to be aware of the possibilities of what can come from that. And I also find that when we enable somebody, it ends up taking a lot of time. It ends up taking a lot of our time, a lot of our mind share. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. And in that process, we become more resentful. We become resentful of them. We become resentful of everything. And so you become resentful toward this person because it takes so much time and effort of everything that you've done for them. You're feeling used, and feeling used is a problem. And that's something that's interesting that we have to analyze, is are you feeling used right now? Are you feeling taken advantage of? And if you are, that's also a sign that you're probably not helping, that you might be enabling. Now, there's sometimes that we help that we feel like we're not, I don't know, not getting the respect or not getting the response that we want. Maybe they're not responding back with the desire to get better or to be better or to act better, and so that can be a fundamental issue. But I believe that we begin to become resentful of the things that we've done, and it helps us, because it helps us when we see that we're being resentful, because it gets us to the point of understanding the entitlement factor and how to understand when somebody is entitled. And many times we might be helping somebody, but they are entitled specifically to this help, and that becomes a fundamental problem too, because they're entitled, and then we're making them more and more entitled. And that's something that we really need to analyze and think about that, and how that works. And that's something that we need to see. That is something that we need to analyze and understand. Am I becoming more and more resentful based on the fact that I am doing all this work and not seeing any fruits of my labor? And that can be something that's super critical, and that can be something that's super challenging. And that's something that I want us to think about for sure is, you know, is this happening in your life right now? Is this happening in your life right now, and how do we change that? Because when we become resentful of helping somebody, that gets in the way of our reality. That gets in the way of us helping others. That gets in the way of us doing what we need to do. That gets in the way of a lot of things in our life, creating a lot of static and a lot of problems. And so definitely want us to work on that and analyze that, because getting resentful will not help anybody. It gets in the way of the friendship, the relationship, and it begins to get toxic in nature. And so if that's happening, that's something that you really want to watch, and we really want to be able to analyze that so that we're aware of what's going on. You know, one of the things, too, is that there's a lot of pitfalls of enabling somebody. And, you know, these pitfalls, by the way, are very important to analyze. And, you know, we put up new video content all the time on YouTube, and we put up that same video content up on social medias like Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. And so depending on the length of the video or how in-depth you want to go, there's a video for you on enabling and the pitfalls of enabling. And so just go to YouTube and check out Ashley Burgess. Go to YouTube and go to Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. And so some of the pitfalls is, one of the things is that when we enable someone, they don't really have their full identity. When we enable somebody, they don't have their full identity, and that becomes a problem. So we're enabling somebody, we're getting in the way, we're creating this type of reality, and we're creating problems. So this is something that we need to understand, because when we enable, we're not helping, we're hurting somebody, and that is something that we definitely don't want to do. that is something that we need to analyze and recognize and be aware of, and that's something that's a powerful force for us to learn from and grow from, you know, because we don't want anybody losing their identity. We certainly don't want to lose our identity, and we don't want to be walking on eggshells. And so that's something that we need to be aware of and something that we can actually help and change based on seeing and waking up to the fact that enabling might be the easier situation. But a lot of times when we enable, we're not only hurting them, but we're hurting ourselves. We're not helping. We're actually getting in the way of helping. We're putting a monkey wrench in the help, and we are creating that static that we just definitely don't need. And that's something that we need to be aware of. And so I just think that that's something critical to think about. We get in the way of their independence as well, and then we become enmeshed with that person. And that's something, too. So many of you may be enabling somebody right now, and it's almost like their issues have become your issues. And that becomes very super challenging when their issues become your issues, because that's just not the way that it's supposed to be. It's just not the way that it is. And that takes over our life, because what happens here is we can't see the difference. We can't see the difference between their life ends and our begins. And so that becomes a problem in our growth. It becomes a problem in their growth. And it's not helping anybody. So it's definitely something that we need to analyze and see and grow from. And that's something that we need to be super aware of and accountable for in our situation. So definitely being aware of that. I think a lot of times, too, the fear factor. What happens if we don't help them? What happens if we don't help and something goes wrong, or we don't help and we're not there for them? What do we do then? And that's something that we need to really analyze as well, because that is something that we definitely don't want to deal with. That is something that we definitely don't want to worry about. And we don't want to also deal with fear, right? So we definitely don't want to deal with fear and get in the way of that type of fear. And that's something that I think is very important for us to analyze. That is something very important for us to understand, you know, about that fear and getting in the way of that fear and understanding that sometimes we might fear something, but we need to be aware of where the fear is coming from and what is that fear saying and where is that fear coming from. If we don't do something for them, well, something bad happens. So we're kind of in that circle where our brain has created the reality that we have to do this in order to make things work. We have to do this to continue the status quo. We have to do this. And that's something that we have to analyze. That's something that we have to be able to understand and see for ourselves. And that's something that we need to analyze. That's something that we need to be aware of. And that's something that we need to be able to understand and accept. And so if you are feeling fear, if you don't do something for someone, why is that fear? Is that because we've been trained to believe that? Is that our programming that we've created? You know, something bad's going to happen if I don't do this. But what happens if you don't do this? What happens if you don't enable them? Does something bad necessarily happen? Or do we just stop enabling? Or do we just go against our own programming and status quo, making changes to the situation and allowing progress and effort to take place? And that's something that could be absolutely critical for you to understand and critical to be there. And I think that would be absolutely powerful to see that and to analyze that in your true reality. So definitely something to go from there. So we have to look at that as well and see that there's lots of different sides that can keep us enabling. There's lots of different feelings and thought processes that can keep us enabling. And those are things that we need to analyze and understand and accept and begin to see our truth and our reality for what that is. And so this can be very super, super powerful, a super powerful place to be at and a super powerful place to understand when we begin to see the differences here and understand if we are enabling, but even more so, are we being enabled by someone else? Interesting. Is someone enabling us that we're not even aware of? Is somebody enabling us in a way that's actually hurting us and we don't even realize it? Something to think about and analyze. So stay tuned. We'll be talking more about that when I return. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about enabling versus helping. Are you enabling somebody, or are you actually helping them? And right before the last break, I was talking about, could somebody be enabling you? Is there a possibility that there's somebody in your life who is enabling you right now, who's getting in the way of your autonomy, who's taking away your independence? It might feel good, it might feel safe, it might be nice to be lavish with certain things, but is that really helping you, or is that hurting you? And sometimes people might be enabling us in certain ways, we don't even realize it, we don't want to see it, because we don't want to see that kind of reality, we don't want to recognize that, and we don't want to see it, because if we see it, we either have to go along with it, or make modifications and changes, and sometimes we just don't want to do that. And so thinking about that, you may be being enabled by somebody else. You may be being helped. But either way, we have to look at this from all angles. Because sometimes when we're enabling one person, somebody else is enabling us. It's a mirror image, right? And so we might be enabling them to do something, and they are enabling us to do something. And we can see it a mile away, what we're doing for them, but we can't see that they're doing it for us. And so definitely a little caveat there. We were talking about mirroring earlier in the segment when I was talking about, you know, seeing that there's mirrors in our life that are showing us that certain things that we're dealing with, we might be dealing with somewhere else. We might be having an issue, and there might be somebody in our life that's having an issue as well, and being able to see that and analyze that and accepting that reality, and that's something that's important to gather. And this is positive stuff here. This is the way that we have to go. This is the way that we need to be at to understand the concept and the reality and the pitfalls of enabling people and understanding that, you know, we can help and help and help, but eventually we have to make sure that we're not taking away from their critical life. We're taking away from their personality, their freedom, their autonomy. And we might know what we think is best for them, but many times often that person has to know what's best for them and act accordingly, because even if we know, it doesn't help them because they don't know. That's an issue. So we definitely want to see that reality and connect with that reality. And we want to be able to see that reality and accept that reality and live by that. And that can be so incredibly freeing and so incredibly eye-opening. And that's something that I really, really do want you to think about, because we can actually take this to the next level and be able to see our truth and where we need to be at. And this is super critical for us to analyze, super critical for us to accept, and super powerful for us to open our eyes to this reality and see what we need to see. It's all about independence. It's about helping people with their progress. It's about eliminating self-sabotage. You know, enabling can create more self-sabotage. And so we want to be able to help and provide solution instead of not. So I hope the show has helped you. Please share with anybody that you know needs to hear this or wants to hear it, or somebody that you feel like you are enabling, or somebody that you think might be enabling you, or whatever that looks like, because this is going to be a helpful show. Anybody that you know is a helper out there that wants to help, that's a giver, that finds themselves in situations where they give and give and give till it hurts, until they're resentful, until they're beaten down, this is a show for them to be able to analyze and understand and ask themselves if what they're doing is actually to the best of their benefit for themselves. And this is some powerful stuff, and this is something that will help us grow and learn. So asking yourself the question, am I enabling somebody, or am I helping? Is somebody enabling me, or are they helping me? All powerful stances and things to think about, and ways of understanding ourselves better, because it all comes down to that. It all comes down to the ways of understanding ourselves better and gathering the information we need to gather to feel better about our life and to understand who we are and where we stand in the process of life. In the meantime, check out the YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and put in Ashley Burgess, Ashley B-E-R-G-E-S. Check out Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. You find new video content every week. You can also go to TikTok. We have a TikTok channel, and so check out our latest TikToks. We're having fun on there, so it's always a very good time. Also, check out our Instagram. Just go to Ashley Burgess. On TikTok, Relationship Rescue. On Facebook, go to Ashley Burgess. So multiple ways of finding out the information that we're sharing, multiple ways of listening. And don't forget the podcast that you can find on Spreaker, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Just go to Ashley Burgess or put in Perspectives. Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. So either way, you'll find it. I appreciate you tuning in. In the meantime, it's about growth. It's about understanding. It's about connecting to our highest self, about being that person that we know we can be. It's about being that spirit God that we know we can be. It's about learning and growing and realizing, yes, this is a learning and growing process. We can have some fun doing it. Sometimes it's not as fun as we want it to be. But if we step back and analyze, sometimes we just got to let go of the labels and allow it to be. I hope this show has helped you. Please share it. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.